26 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. Here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate all of you. We've got people listening in Orlando, Florida, even today. Thank you so much for that. And they were able to actually use Dr. Hyder in mygotodoc.com to get the scripts they needed to get through this nonsense called the CCP virus. You know, you got to wonder about all this stuff. And then, of course, Liz Cheney, we just heard she was on NBC's Today Show talking about how she got shellacked by over 64,000 votes. Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, that is a shellacking. And now she's thinking about running for president. Really? Like I said, Liz, you need to go run and hide. Earlier, we told you about what was going on in Canada with the DiDuolo followers trying to arrest Peterborough police. We also got some interesting text messages from people who grew up in Canada, vegetable farming until the government stepped in to restructure their livelihood. This is obviously, and thank you, Jim, for that. This is obviously one of the things that we're talking about here, because you don't know if China were to come in here and take over, what in Hades they're going to do to us, we the people that want to actually do the right thing, grow our own food, do the things that, you know, we know work. Go back to the way that things were. And if it's any indication, you know, we were just talking to Scott Powell about the potential that there might be a false flag attack. Something that would just totally try to disrupt the election. His solution was the same thing I've been saying. You need to get to the polls, be poll watchers, poll workers, whatever it takes, and make sure your sheriff is a constitutional sheriff. And if he's not, you need to put him in touch with Sheriff Richard Mack, who, by the way, will be with us at the bottom of this hour after the break, talking about the big push to make more sheriffs constitutional prior to the election. Now, you know, we're talking about Canada, and speaking of which, we have our compadre in arms, a former guest host of the Power Hour, George Freund, up in Canada. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for the time. We always have to make time. I guess there's a $64,000 question for Ms. Cheney. You lose.
Yeah, that's right. Too Say bad. Goodbye, Liz.
Too
Say
sad.
Goodbye, Liz.
And we need that Politburo again like we need a hole in the head. But a little bit about the Canadian debacle up here in Peterborough. I look at that more as probably some kind of our COINTELPRO operations are very, very meager compared to yours. But the fact that this woman was in psychiatric custody, arrested by the RCMP and then released and going around with a group that claims, you know, should they ever come to power, they will execute all the people responsible for the vaccine, seems a pretty tall order. So I kind of look at it as something to garner negative images of anyone who resists the narrative for the vaccine and for the COVID germs that may very well have made in Wuhan on them. So I'm rather dubious about that. People dressed as in all this white, her guards and all this sort of thing, just remind me of Jimmy Jones in the happy days back in the 60s and 70s. But there's something very important about Trump and raids and papers from another Trump. If we go back a couple of generations, Dr. John G. Trump was involved in a very high-profile raid. He was the one who got the papers that the FBI took from Nikola Tesla after his death. And he was a scientist to examine all these papers. And, of course, he put out a narrative to say, there's nothing really new in there. Don't worry. Go back to sleep, in a nutshell. But what were in those papers? Particle beam weapons, advanced technology research, the likes of which have never seen the light of day. And we wonder if our former president had something in the family tree stuffed in that safe about this technology. And we can see it being deployed before us. I came across a video the other day that just blew my socks off. Amazon Cloud, Digital DNA, Cybernetic New World Order, where we're building DNA-based computers, where we put your DNA in these computers and make simulated worlds that they can use for testing or maybe for altering. And what was really shocking is they tested the application of what's called a sentient world simulation on homeless people in Seattle. And my memory hole isn't so deep that I don't remember there was some serious debacles in Seattle not that long ago. And were thoughts being put in people's minds to do a test or a script on what these advanced weapons can do. And of course, ultimately, your very soul will be controlled by these computers because they create basically an avatar of you using frequency. So once they have your DNA and put it in a similar type of computer, they can resonate your frequency to actually be inside of you. It's a very interesting technology. There was a whistleblower from Amazon talking about it called Brian Kofron, and George Church from Harvard Medical School speaks very eloquently in that video. It's only about 10 minutes long. I heartily recommend you read it while you're cleaning your ammunition or polishing off your bottle of scotch because they both may come in handy.
I know. That's amazing you should mention it. And did you know, George, that the military south of Death Valley, north of L.A., the Air Force is testing a new weapon designed not to kill? Together with the Office of Naval Research, the Air Force Research Lab is conducting 2 months of testing on a device called Hijinx. High-powered joint electromagnetic non-kinetic strike weapon, or Hijinx. It's the culmination of a 5-year project to create a machine that can destroy electronics in a targeted way. Were you aware of that?
No, but I like my philosophies of I would have a company called like 19th Century Technology. And just go back to a lot of the basics on things. And they're a lot harder to destroy and very functional because we see in the Netherlands just this enormous war on food production and farmers. And I saw a really cute fight back. It's only about 60 seconds long. And, you know, you can pop a champagne cork with that one, where the farmers made some super duper, you know, high intensity manure spreader and fired it all over the place with straw and then set the straw on fire. We're not going to take it anymore.
I like that. A manure. This is better than a spud gun. You know, the spud guns that operate off a hairspray. I mean, what a novel new idea. Shoot manure out of that thing. Boy, you could plaster a cop car with that, couldn't you? Or maybe a UN
Jeep.
Oh,
it was awesome. It was awesome.
Oh, my. That's really
okay,
good.
Have fun and get your manure ready.
There you go. Hey, well, you know, you're just giving them back a taste of what they just gave us. So, George, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate you. It's always nice to know what's going on north of the border. The nonsense is still going on. I mean, it's crazy. We've got some interesting things in our email blast. If you have not subscribed to it, you need to get it. In the summer of record heat right now, they're reporting the U.S. power grid is holding up so far, despite earlier warnings from grid operators and power grid reliability experts. And the unprecedented heat waves haven't caused rolling blackouts in the U.S. And they're looking at Texas, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, who have been encouraged to reduce energy consumption during peak hours to avoid these blackouts. Few have had to endure them at this stage. Residents of Grosse Pointe, Michigan, just north of Detroit, lost power late in July because of a transmission outage. And, of course, DTE Energy that was responsible for that, caused by aging infrastructure. Well, again, we're going right back to everything that we've told you already about the fact that the grid is vulnerable. And for those who didn't, I was, as a matter of fact, talking to my other show host, and we were talking about Texas and Texit and all that other stuff. And subject came up about what advantages Texas has and why it could be its own country. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I heard that before. Yeah, we've got lots of oil, got lots of natural gas, got wind, got solar, pretty much energy independent. We have massive supplies of water, got lots of aquifers underground. Let's see what else we got going for us here. Besides the fact that we've got a workforce that, you know, to beat the band, we want to put up manufacturing. And so, you know, and there's lots of manufacturing already moving here, like Tesla, for example, moving to Austin. I've been by their new headquarters. It's massive. So when you're looking at the amount of things that are going on and see what my co-host didn't know, Texas had its own power grid. I said, well, you never asked me. I could have told you that. You know, you got two basic power grids in the United States. You got the East power grid, the West power grid. And basically, a cyber attack of 9 different substations could literally knock out a majority of the grid. And cyber attack is only one means. We're talking about EMP on the program because everybody seems to think that this is, you know, a no-brainer, or they're in total denial. The cognitive dissonance hasn't wrapped itself around the heads of enough people, like Bob Hall, for example, the senator from Texas who's been on the show before, telling us that it is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when we're going to be taken out by an EMP attack. And it might not be from a Chinese nuke or a North Korean nuke or an Iran nuke. It might be from a solar flare, coronal mass ejection, and nobody's ready. And if this happens, you got 3,000 aircraft up in the air, and I would not personally, if I knew that there were solar flares or coronal mass ejections in the offing, I would not be getting on a plane. Because if that happens, 3,000 planes that are airborne at that point in time, well, all of a sudden, their instruments will lose power. They'll be fried, disoriented. That plane will go into a nosedive, and you're going to have 500,000 people dead, not including those on the ground that might be victims of the crash. 3,000 airliners going down, folks, all of a sudden. And this is not, you know, supposition. This has been discussed already by scientists and people who've been on the show, said the same thing. Bill Fortune was just on this program. He is a PhD, and that's one of the first things he brought up, was that aircraft were going to be plunging to Earth in the event of anything like this catastrophic. And it might not be an EMP attack. It could be EMP caused by solar flare, coronal mass ejection, another 1859 Carrington event, which we are long overdue for. So, you know, you look at the stuff. If you're not paying attention because of cognitive dissonance and you got your head wrapped around or head inserted like the T-shirt, you know, the guy bent over with his head between his keister and it says your problem is obvious. You know, that's the sort of thing. That's cognitive dissonance explained. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it into physical form where you can visualize it. But, I mean, if you're not getting your head around what is really going on, our government is using our own tax dollars to beat us into the ground. And did you know that 72% of illegal border crossers hail from countries other than Mexico? Yeah, most of them single males. You know, that's crazy. And see, this is it. Is it all these businesses out here want to hire illegal immigrants? Don't we have laws against that? How are they going to get around it? People working for cash? How are they going to get around that? So, you know, I know we have a housing shortage in this country, which is one of the reasons I got into Steel Sips. And people have been asking about it. The website is shopaffordablehomes.com. It's an information page. I don't sell stuff on there. This is not a sales pitch. It's an idea, and we're sharing it because it's two steel panels with EPS foam insulation in the middle that has been tested Category 5 hurricane resistant with a two-hour fire rating. It's like living in a walk-in cooler. So if you're looking for green energy for something that's very secure, and we even have stuff that's better than Stucco Max. It's called Ballistacrete. You can plaster it all over the outside of your house, and it will repel a 50 caliber round. Oh, yeah, it's been tested by Navy SEALs. So, you know, we're coming up with solutions because that's what we do here on this show. All about solutions. I just built a barn dominium here in Texas with steel sip panels. Haven't got pictures up yet, but they're coming. There's so much technology out there that we can take advantage of. And George was just talking about Nikola Tesla and all of that information that, of course, they dismiss. But see, Tesla came up with a lot of this technology that big oil and gas did not want getting out. ways that we literally, and I know there are people out there that are doing this right now. If you've got some solutions that are Tesla based that somebody can create at home, with an aptitude of an 8-year-old, I certainly would like to hear from you. 844-769-2944. If you got a website, if you've got a podcast, if you've got anything you can share and people can take this technology and utilize it, we want to hear from you because we're all about solutions here. The states, meanwhile, and we're talking about 19 states' attorneys general, mostly from red-leaning states, sent a strongly worded letter to BlackRock CEO Larry Fink demanding an end to this agenda that they're doing, putting political agenda over the interest of clients and even U.S. national security. I got another solution for you. For those of you out there that are landlords or want to be landlords, I have a way to make money. If you have some space on your acreage and you want to develop, and we're not talking about a CLT here, we're talking about like an individual building project. The website is called, are you ready for this? You're writing it down? Padsplit.com. 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 On this website, you're going to find out how to design, put together, and rent by the bed, rent by the room. I mean, literally, there's guys out there right now making $90,000 a month in rent. And if you're renting in a halfway house format to people trying to get out of jail, and we're talking about nonviolent types here that have been incarcerated, they got to have a job and a place to live in order to get out. They're making even more than 90 grand a month, renting anywhere from 600 a month to 1800 a month. And literally to people in halfway houses that want to get out, that want to become independent again, that want to reintegrate, that don't want to be a recidivist. And if you don't know what that word means, I'll explain it. Somebody who has a propensity to end up back in prison by going out and committing crimes. This is not the left-wing radical type of garbage. This is what we call recidivism, which means the propensity to go back to the slammer. So if you don't have a job and you don't have a place to live, the propensity is very high. You'll end up committing another crime and going back to jail. And we're talking about prison here. We're talking about long term. So Padsplit.com has come up with a solution, which I'm giving you right now. For those of you who want to make money, building a home for the purposes of renting it by the bed, not by the family, by the bed. You'll make however much more times worth of money. Tom in Michigan, what say you?
Hey, I was listening to George when he was on a little bit earlier. He was talking about that some kind of a patented DNA reproduction or something where they image people and project it into their own minds. So some kind of mind control or something like that was, I guess, what he was talking about.
But, no, I get the science completely.
Yeah, it reminded me of what Robert Stanley, I guess, described it as good as anyone. Call the archons, where they're a spiritual parasite. You know, that basically they image the individual. Everybody has at least one attached to them when they're born onto this planet. That's why the planet's quarantined from the rest of the galaxy. But yeah, they invade and they seek to cause disharmony. They feed off of any kind of war or disharmony, things like that. And things like evil thoughts and things like that when people get into, they'll get taken into living after the flesh, instead of the spirit, because they know that the person will reap corruption, and then it'll be that much easier for them to use that person for disharmony. But according to Robert Stanley, he believes that these archons were created by Lucifer, And so obviously they're setting, Lucifer has kicked off this planet, but, you know, his works have, are still left behind. And, you know, so it makes me wonder if some of this kind of science, some of this high tech George was talking about, you know, is this some kind of off-planet Prometheus kind of a condition that, that we're being subjected to? And, I mean, I guess, they're not going to come and confide in me, but, you know, I got to wonder where these people, you know, they come up with this new technology. I remember when Google first came online, a friend of mine was into tech, and he said, oh, yeah, you got to download this this search engine. It's incredibly fast, and it was.
But you just said it, Tom.
I'm going, like, how much does this cost? And he, oh, it's free. You know, and I'm
Isn't that amazing?
Online.
Amazing, Tom. You know, you download the technology, and that's when you let it into your life. Remember that when we talk again. Chad in North Carolina, you're on the phone. What's going on? You got a couple of minutes.
Yes, sir. Is there a way to correspond with Scott Powell, or is that just...
No, there is actually. If you'll send an email... Well, let me see. Let me look in the website here. Rediscoveringamerica.net. is the website, rediscoveringamerica.net, and that would be the way to get together with him, probably directly, if he'll answer the email. That would be my answer to the question. By the way, for those of you out there that aren't aware, it looks like the Minnesota nurses appear to, and we're talking about 15,000 of them, appear to be, if they're part of the union, going on strike. That's going to affect the Twin Cities and a few other places in the state of Minnesota. The Disney company has said it's going to drop the COVID-19 vaccination requirement for kids. Gee, I wonder why. Chad, do you think it's because of the fact that they don't want, that they're losing revenue because people don't want to go on board fearing they're going to get sick?
I absolutely would say the law of statistics would verify that. I've seen a lot of very disturbing things here, and you know, I agree with Scott that in very, you know, a lot of ways Americans are waking up, but there's, I find myself constantly trying to fill people in on things because,
well, you know, you got to keep trying, Chad. You know, we're at the break now, so I got to cut you loose. I appreciate you calling, though. Sheriff Mack will be joining us after the break. You got to stay on the phone, stay with us, stay on the radio, stay with us.
Life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall.
When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Respital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, August 17, 2022. We're in Central Time. Sheriff Richard Mack, I believe, is in Mountain Time. But you know what? Folks, if you are still hanging on to listen to this part of the broadcast, you're in for a real treat. Because here's a guy that served in law enforcement, that got defeated in the election, who shouldn't have been defeated in the election. He should still be a constitutional sheriff in office, but he's not. Instead, he decided to embark on a different route. He started up a group called CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. They have a .org website, CSPOA.org, and thefreedomcoalition.com. But here's the thing. Sheriff Richard Mack has done more for this country than, I would say, 99% of all the sheriffs that are out there as far as a direct impact. And we're talking about state sovereignty. We're talking about states' rights. We're talking about defeating the Brady Amendment in Washington in the Supreme Court. That's what I'm talking about. That's stepping way outside the box. This guy's phenomenal. He's appeared at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tours, as I have, spoken on stage, as I have, done everything. And I joined CSPOA. That's how much I believe in what he's doing. And there has been a big push to train sheriffs across the country to become constitutional sheriffs. And then, of course, CNN decided they wanted to do an interview. And I'm going to let Sheriff Mack tell you how that whole thing got set up and what they did to him in the interview. You got to listen to this. These people truly live up to the acronym CNN, Communist News Network. Sheriff Mack, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be back with you, man. Thank you so much.
Well,
and
you know what?
Arizona,
the more the merrier.
Arizona is on Pacific time right now.
Oh, Pacific. All right. Great. Yes, they are. Yeah. But the thing is Arizona also, from what I understand, tell me about their elections, too. I want to find out about that, because didn't they just have primaries?
Yeah, about a week ago. And Yes, and every single state official, which there were about five or six, that was endorsed by Trump, won. And a good friend of mine is going to be like the assistant governor. It's called Secretary of State. Mark Finchem won the biggest of any of them. And if he is elected in November as the Secretary of State, which looks like it is going to happen, it's his race to lose. He will be in charge of the elections, and he's already promised he's going to make sweeping changes so that we can have integrity and trust in the election process in Arizona. So we're proud of that. We're really thrilled. And Arizona appears to be a real positive Trump state. And, of course, we have the great news that Liz Cheney lost by 37 points last night. And she still just doesn't get it. She doesn't get it that, you know, her constituents wanted her to do one thing, and she had her own hateful agenda. And you know what? I don't care if people like or dislike Trump. That's their problem. But when the hate gets in the way of you doing your job, then it's time for you to go, and that's what the people of Wyoming said. And so, yes, CNN, the name of the producer who first contacted me is Anna Maya. And she was, of course, they're very friendly. And then afterwards, they never return your messages. But she told me it was Sarah Sidner, the reporter. And they said, we want to come to your home. So I took a picture of my home where my office is, and they said, no, that's too small. And I said, okay, well, my daughter has a real big home, and she lives right down the street. And so they said, okay, we'll meet you at your daughter. So we fixed up the home, you know, had some of my CSPOA and sheriff paraphernalia, and some of my old athletic awards and letters and whatnot. And so they came in, and I said, I'm going to record this. And they said, no, you're not. And I said, well, we better make a compromise here, because I'm not going to do the interview if it's not recorded. And they said, okay, well, you can audio record it, but you cannot videotape it. So I already paid a videographer to be there, and he said that would be fine. He could do it. And he did an excellent job. And so we have put that together now. And any of you who would like it, just let Dave know, and we can get that email to you where you can watch what they aired of about 3 minutes of an 85-minute interview. And then we let you listen right after that. You can listen to the entire interview, 85 minutes. And I'm telling you, it's well worth your time. Spend the 85 minutes and see what they did. And I will tell you, Dave, I am really proud. And this was a huge compliment to the CSPOA and to me regarding the work that we have done at the CSPOA. Because, first of all, I introduced myself to her. She said, starting the interview, tell us your name. Tell us who you are. So I said, I'm Richard Mack. And I said, no, I'm Richard Ivan Mack, and I'm known as Sheriff Mack. And the only reason that you and I are together right this minute is because when I was sheriff in Arizona, I sued the federal government, took a case all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and won. And this was the first time in American history and the only time in American history when a few sheriffs, and there were seven of us, where seven sheriffs sued the federal government and beat, in this particular case, beat the Clinton administration and had a huge monumental decision for state sovereignty and local autonomy, and a decision that said the federal government is not our boss. And I only wish and prayed that the sheriffs of this country and the legislatures of the states would read this case and understand that the federal government is not our boss.
Well, you know, I appreciate everything and all your efforts and everything you've done, and God bless you for that, sir. The circumstances are such that you have been on a massive push to try to train as many sheriffs into becoming constitutional sheriffs across the country. I heard that you were in Virginia. How did that turn out?
No, I think we did a webinar out of Virginia, but I wasn't there. I've been there before, but I haven't been there. Well, the last time we were in Virginia was about 2.5 years ago, where we did our national convention.
Okay.
And that was at Liberty University. What an amazing, beautiful campus and beautiful people. And they actually gave us one of their conference rooms for free. And so, like I say, they were wonderful. And then we had one about a year and a half ago right outside Houston, Texas. And the Texas sheriffs are on fire. And we have Texas sheriffs now that are totally with us and on our board. And I'm thrilled with the work that has happened there in Texas. Texas sheriffs are leading the way. And And this is another thing about CNN. They have seen the sheriffs in Texas and what they're doing, and sheriffs from around the country. And a recent press conference that we held in Las Vegas, and so of course they did a story about that, and they included that. But they never once talked about my Supreme Court decision or any of the successes, anything that would add credibility to the CSPOA and the work we're doing to create sheriffs who will defend freedom and our Bill of Rights and the Constitution. They won't do anything about that. They believe we're dangerous and that we're terrorists and all this other stuff. But I want to say one thing about why I will always do an interview on MSNBC or CNN or any of them. Fox, I'll do them too, but they haven't asked me to do an interview for over 5 years now, and I don't quite understand that either. Last time I was on them, it was Lou Dobbs. But I will tell you this. If you're being, and you made a mistake, Dave, CNN does not interview you. They attack you, and they belittle you. They do anything and everything they can to lie about you and present their own woke narrative about whoever you are. And I find that to be a huge compliment, because CNN would never do that. They would not spend the time and money to send three people, a cameraman, a producer, and a reporter, a supposed reporter, an attacker, to your home. And they came to my home, my daughter's home, same thing, my home. And they're going after us. They attacked us, which means we are over the target and that we're doing something good. They would not be going after us if what we are doing was not working.
That's
so
true.
God bless.
The thing that I was going to insert two words before you got into it, it's called ambush journalism, which is what they're famous for. That was the two words I didn't get to introduce before you started explaining about CNN. You really have to be prepared, because these people coming out of left wingdom, I guess I could say, they will come in there with a propensity to do that. It's just the way they were. I mean, it's like me.
I told her that.
That it was ambush journalism, what she was doing. But they need to be called out. I mean, it's no wonder CNN's got such low numbers now because of the way they behave. So now this press conference that you held in Las Vegas, according to my show notes, has the far left calling you crazy conspirators. Yet the thing is that you've got more sheriffs coming across. I got some news for people in L.A. County. The only saving grace you have right now, because of the crap that just happened with Gascon and Soros and all of the nonsense with these elections, the way they were, the recall didn't work because they dismissed all these signatures. The only saving grace you have, LA County, is Sheriff Alex Villanueva. That's the only saving grace you have right now. And the way that, things would be totally worse than what they were if it weren't for him being there.
Amen to that. And now the Board of Supervisors are passing an ordinance or rule or law that will allow them to dismiss the sheriff and fire the sheriff, which will go nowhere because he's an elected official just like they are. And they might be able to pass it, but they can't pass laws. They can pass ordinances or policies, but this will not go anywhere. He'll beat them in any court. Because once you get one elected official to say he can get rid of another one, the only people that can get rid of Villanueva are the people. And they're in charge. And that's why we are a republic and not a ridiculous democratic dictatorship democracy. Villanueva's man. And he'll win that. But we need all the sheriffs in California and across the country to raise the bar. Take a step higher in defending liberty across this country, especially now with the war that Biden and the Democrats have just declared on the American people. 87,000 new IRS agents, And where would they find 87,000 people to be bullies and Gestapo-like in going after the American people on illegal searches and seizures called random audits? And these are baseless audits, and I don't know why any court would allow this to occur, but they do. And now it's going to be up to the sheriffs of this country to stop this oppression, to stop this abuse, and to stop the tyranny that was just supposedly passed by the Democrats in Washington, D.C. And once again, it shows the utter and ubiquitous and legion corruption of Washington, D.C.
Well, what they're going to do is when people start saying no to audits, and I'm assuming that there are some IRS agents that are retiring, and so they're obviously going to have to replace them, and part of the 87,000 are going to replace the outgoing retiring personnel. And, of course, they're going to be looking to get rid of all the conservative IRS agents and replace them with these people and the crazy people that that they want to put them in there that cater to the far-left attitude. The bigger problem I see is the fact that this ad that they put out requires the IRS agent they hire to be willing to use deadly force if necessary. And that would mean that they're going to pull a gun and they're going to show. I mean, how do you show up in an audit wearing a sidearm and it not be putting the person being audited under duress? How is that not possible?
Yeah, it's more of the intimidation and the bullying and the Gestapo-like tactics that the IRS has become accustomed to since they were formed in 1913. And so, yes, I agree totally. People need to refuse to do it, refuse to go along. And quite honestly, I'm going to say something really bold here. We're going to have to stop paying money to this government that is hell-bent on destroying us. And we need to stop paying for our own destruction. And there's one other point where I can prove that. We are now all being forced. The Christians of this country are being forced to pay for abortion with our tax dollars because they fund a private organization called Planned Parenthood to the tune of about $600 million a year, which has already been funded to $10.5 billion since they've started this. And we are paying for that. And none of us should be supporting that with our resources and alms, if you will. None of that should be coming from Christians to Planned Parenthood. But because we have an evil, out-of-control government, they are forcing us to do so. And we need to stop
it. Sad but true. Sad but true. And so, Sheriff Mack, you know, we obviously take calls on the show. Esther in Washington State, you managed to see a rhino survive the primaries up there that voted to impeach Trump. I know, you know, since we have Sheriff Mack on the show, you've got something related in common and question to Sheriff Mack, right?
No, actually, no. But this has to do with the Sheriff's Department, task forces, Border Patrol, Intel, all of that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so in 2017, because of where I live and who my neighbor is, one of my neighbors, I had an incident that the people that were working for the, we'll just say one of the laundromats for the Sinaloa cartel and the L.A. Narcos, they had a worker family there. And because I speak Spanish fluently, you know, and I am actually a Mexican national, I went and I had a really good relationship with the neighbors. And I got to know them very well, was teaching their children art lessons, guitar lessons, herbology, all sorts of that stuff. And because of that, the wife gained confidence in me, and she told me her story at one point. And then after she told me her history with the cartels, one day she comes to me shaking and upset and asked me to protect them. And I did not know what to do. She told me the reason why they needed protection and if I could help them if that the incident did happen. And I told her, I said, I'm really sorry. I said, you can come and hide in my property, but I can't be involved. It's just me. So after about 6 months of that happening, I did report it to ICE. And then the Border Patrol, a special intel officer, came and asked me if I would be intel for the Border Patrol. So I was, and I have been since 2017. And through that, three incidences have come down. It's been really strange. But when you're intel, you don't know the outcome of things. You just report what you see, trust that what you see is true, have courage to report it, and do so immediately. And it's been a very interesting five years, let me tell you. But through that, I learned, Sheriff Mack, that God does not. God has no cowards in his kingdom. In fact, the first ones that are going to be thrown into the lake of fire are those that are cowards. Americans are not cowards. Winston Churchill, he said, when America joined World War II, it was in the morning, and he sat down in his chair with his advisors, and he had brandy and cigar, and he was smiling. And they asked him, what was he so happy about? He says, because the Americans have joined. And he said, it takes America a while to join anything. But when they do, they're in the game, and they will not lose. And I've learned what it is not to be a coward, because I had to overcome a lot of things, like should I or shouldn't I, and I did. And now, then we had the new laws change in the state of Washington, and, you know, when you report it, you know, some dispatchers, whatever, well, that doesn't matter, or this, and but, you know, I kept at it, and I said, the laws are going to change, and you're going to want this intel when they do change. So
well, we appreciate your commentary there. Go ahead. Your question?
Well, would you encourage Sheriff Mack people that if they start seeing aberrant behavior in their neighborhood to call it in, regardless
of
whether there's a crime or not?
Well, I mean, usually it's a crime, but if you're concerned about suspicious activity, I would certainly report it to your local sheriff. Or
good.
As your case, I guess.
Right. And even though they may not, they do have the capacity and the progression of protocol to write down everything you say, because it's not one incident that creates the right atmosphere for a criminal to be prosecuted and charged. It takes many incidences.
Well, we don't know. It depends on the,
I
appreciate it, Esther, in Washington. I think it depends on what happens. I mean, if the guy comes and tries to discharge a firearm, somebody's going to jail. And that's a given. It depends on the circumstances. Sheriff Mack, we got Richard in Washington now on the phone, too. So that's our second caller from Washington State. Richard, welcome to the show.
Yeah, just a quick comment, and I assume, Sheriff Mack has read this book, but I can't recommend highly enough Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by Melvin Stamper. That gives you the background to everything you need to do to take back this country and to support all the things that Sheriff Mack is doing.
I have not read that yet, but it's on my list. Boy, you should see the list I have. I did want to say one thing. It's really sad that Chief Culp, Lauren Culp, did not win his bid for the congressional seat there. He's a good man, and Washington State would have been very well served by this constitutional officer and dedicated public servant. And it's really sad day, but he was about the only one that Trump endorsed that did not win.
Well, that's it. From everything you said, basically this gives you the legal standing for the fact that we don't owe money to the IRS, the true constitutional perspective. So I recommend Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by Melvin Stamper. That should be the first on your list, and you will be kind of forced to finish that book if you start it. Thank you much.
Appreciate it, Richard in Washington. Thank you so much. Sheriff Mack, we've got a couple of minutes left of this particular segment. And now, as far as the word, getting the word out, every sheriff in America, we're talking about election fraud here. I know that there's 80 million plus Trump supporters out there and people who, even if they didn't vote for Trump, they saw the writing on the wall. They saw what happened at the polls. They feel disenfranchised and ripped off. So, you know, your word of warning to these folks.
Well, it's no question about it that a lot of election fraud has taken place in the country. And the biggest criminal behind election fraud in America is communist Red China. They have done it. I've been to the training. Folks, do not doubt what I'm saying to you. We have international enemies that want to control what happens here. And we know that Russia has tried to hack our elections. I don't have evidence. I haven't seen evidence that Russia did the 2020 election. But I guarantee you, China did. And China is taking over a lot of our land and our farms and our food supply. Biden is working very closely with them. He's giving our oil reserves to them as well. China is not only winning the Cold War, they are completely controlling it.
Thank you, Sheriff Mack, for those words. You know, I got to wonder, too, because, I mean, we've been talking about China all this last hour and what they're doing in America. But God bless you, sir, for all the work you're doing here for everybody in America. And you need to go to CSPOA.org and sign up and become a member and support them financially so they can keep this mission going. In the meantime, you know, like I said, we're all about solutions. Join us again tomorrow for Thursday's show, The Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you here, bidding you goodbye, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.